I have feminist credentials to protect, so I want to be as clear as possible. My partner bought this house. I just live here. It's ours, but not really. There's no way someone with my age, with my job, could expect to buy their own house. I never expected to be here, in this position or in this place. But this is where I've ended up. This is, I guess, my home now. I'm standing in my new walk-in wardrobe, which used to be a very small spare bedroom. I am living the middle-class dream. I'm putting up a pale blue gingham curtain to shield my bare morning breasts from the nursery and the old people's home and the housing estate, which all share the corner that this window looks onto. I also hang a single sprig of eucalyptus. I'm looking at a tiny, upside-down heart. It's on the wall. It's black. It's a fly. I've never seen one like this before. I slowly pull my arm back, then crash it against the little thing. It didn't move. I'm placing plants on the kitchen windowsill. I'm scrubbing black mould off the walls. I'm hanging pictures everywhere. I'm making this my home. Slowly. I'm looking at the living room light bulb. Three more heart-shaped flies are tumbling around it clumsily. I spray them all with wasp killer. They corkscrew to the ground and twitch. I'm sweeping up a pile of little black hearts. Their bodies collect by the doors and windows. I put them in the compost bucket. Yes, I'm going to start composting. They're silent, the flies. I never hear them. There's a nest somewhere. I'm calling a friend, more of an acquaintance really, who's always lived by the big snail mural that's down the road. I saw it from the moving van and remembered she's local here. I'm asking about the best Chinese delivery place nearby. She says there isn't really one, but she recommends somewhere for jerk chicken. I am too white for jerk chicken. I tried it once. I liked it, but I couldn't handle it. I am a delicate flower. She says we should hang out now that we're practically neighbours. We are not friendly enough to hang out. I say, sure, yeah, definitely. I cook spaghetti and worry about the flies. There are more of them now. They circle the steam and fall in. I'm surveying a sprawl of rubbish covering the alleyway between me and the bus stop. I'm planning how to traverse it. There are diapers and beer cans and watchtower pamphlets and chicken bones and flies. I'm on the bus. I'm on the upper deck. I'm getting a good look at the second floors of the buildings and I'm excited and angry at the same time because they're beautiful. Georgian and Victorian with black and red and yellow brick and relief mouldings of plants and animals and signs and old stone like Tottenham and Edmonton Dispensary. And you know, this could be a really nice area if they didn't plaster the shop with Leica mobile signs. If we had that Victoria Line extension everyone was so excited about, if there were more trees on the streets, if people would just put rubbish in the bin instead of on the road, if they just took some pride. But then we couldn't afford to come here now, could we? I'm Pinteresting fast and easy to grow trees furiously. I'm going to plant one at the front of the house. I decide against one in a pot, even though it would be easier, because it might get stolen. I'm hanging out with my not-really friend, not in Tottenham though, in Islington, where there are better cafes, where I would live if I could, if money were no object. She's trying to get me to call it Totty. I am not going to call it Totty. She's going on about something local and all I can think about is the flies. I find one in my coat pocket when I reach inside for change. Okay, I'm researching these flies. They're hard to look up. I try describing them, but it's difficult. None of the Google image results are quite right. I'm half watching a documentary about the Tottenham MP. It's playing in another tab. They're pumping a lot of money into the area, apparently. An angry carpenter is going to have to move his business out because of the redevelopment, regeneration, gentrification, which I guess I'm the face of now. White, middle class, a bit arty. I'm looking at the plans for the new Spurs stadium, which looks like a giant glass bird's nest, or spaceship, or dog bed. It looks too big, like the whole high street will be in shadow beside it. I'm reading tweets about the demolition of historic buildings for shops surrounding the stadium. They've pulled down that beautiful dispensary, apparently. Overnight and in secret, going back on planning promises. I'm watching a short clip. Someone shared it on Facebook. David Cameron is calling migrants a swarm. Katie Hopkins is calling them cockroaches. Donald Trump is calling them all sorts of things. He takes up most of the video, in fact. I think now that I've got this house, I should let a refugee stay here. Go to Calais, pick them up, Let them have the walk-in wardrobe. I immediately change my mind. I've found them. They're drain flies. They're more common in America, funnily. You can't just kill the adults that emerge. They've already bred by then. You have to destroy the breeding ground. My sort-of friend has invited me to sign an online petition against a Starbucks coming to the area. I don't sign it. Enough is enough the next morning when I look at my reflection in the walk-in wardrobe mirror and see a fly smashed against my cheek, like a horrible beauty mark. I'm ripping up the faux wood linoleum. Underneath, the real boards are swollen, black and red and yellow like a bruise. They bulge against each other. They're wet to the touch. I'm kneeling on a towel, pointing the Hoover nozzle at the gap under the stairs, moving it slowly back and forth, inhaling a flood of drain flies. Little black hearts zigzagging out from under the house and straight into the suction. I've disturbed their dark, damp breeding ground. They're fleeing. I don't know how long this is going to take. I know it's just the first wave. They're still the unhatched. The floorboards warp themselves from drying out, bend up like long boats. I can't believe how quickly it happens. Some stragglers flutter low to the ground like they're drunk. I spray larvae powder under the floorboards with a bicycle pump. I kill all the hearts I can when I see them. I sustain a committed campaign to wipe out generation after generation, and their numbers dwindle and they don't return, and I feel triumphant. I try to find out when this Starbucks is coming. And now the flies are gone, we can finally have the housewarming party. I've bought markers and crayons, and my friends of varying realness are all drawing on the walls because we're going to repaint them all anyway. The artist invasion has officially begun. There are a lot of quotes and a lot of cocks. Someone has written "Totty" in big letters across a doorway. I know who that was. Someone says, "So, you're a proper North London girl now." Someone else says, "It's far out, isn't it? I mean, I'm in Zone 4, but I've got the Northern Line, so..." Someone asks me, "But do you feel safe?" This hits me more than I expect. Touches something in me, because I know what that means. What that means is, there are a lot of brown faces around here, aren't there? It means, didn't the riots happen here? Aren't there a lot of immigrants here, a lot of people who speak their own languages? You can never be sure what they're saying. I'm furious. I'm silent. I'm a pioneer in a caravan. I'm a settler shooting an engine. I'm a plantation owner punishing a slave. I'm a soldier bombing a towelhead. I'm not really those things, but I also am. It's complicated. I'm having a nightmare and I decide it's too frightening and I wake myself up. I've always been a lucid dreamer. When I open my eyes, I can't move, but I don't remember why. People snore on the floor around my bed, and before I remember them, I think the flies are back. I'm saying, "I'm sorry, I've only got my card with me." He says, "Well, you can buy me lunch, please." I say, "Sure." We walk to the Tesco. He knows exactly where he's going. He cradles two packs of pastrami, a whole brie, two bottles of Sprite, and a giant baguette. It feels cheeky, but if I was in his position, I'd do the same. As we wait for a till, he tells me he's only been in London a few weeks, used to be in Coventry, wants to go back. Because they're only English, he winks at me. I tell him I'm not English. His eyes widen, he thinks he's fucked it. I still buy his food, of course. He's definitely not English, his accent. But then he didn't mean English. I'm lucky. I get to be called an expat. But I'm an immigrant, I just don't look like one. And I speak the language. I have two passports, two extremely useful passports, UK and USA. I can go anywhere for the time being. And being born in America, I could be from anywhere too, like here. I can't put my finger on a community here, a specific kind of person from a specific background or country or place. They've come from all over. Like the Americans. Like me. And when I realise this, I start to feel more at home, less uneasy about coming here. I don't belong here, but no one else does either. This is just where we've ended up. This is our home now. I think Tottenham is one of the few true melting pots left. It's the American dream that the Americans have woken up and forgotten. White Americans, that is. I walk in and stop. Stare at the staircase, at the wall along the staircase. A long crack is snaking its way down alongside it. The house has sunk. That wet was holding the whole house up. I wonder where the flies are now.